This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with some great good news. Zero deaths reported during this entire season in the state of Washington. Well, of course, that's not true. Deaths happen. There are continuing victims, unfortunately, of COVID-19. But zero flu deaths reported during this entire season. We will bring you that story. It is a little bit of good news. There's also an increasing concern on the part of some of the leaders for the Biden administration of not just the race for vaccines, which is so crucial, but the overall race to get us back to normal, to get our economy going again, to get schools opened, which is so crucially important. Rochelle Walensky, who is the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, was extremely emotional on this issue and talking about impending doom, which isn't tremendously encouraging. This is the way she sounded on NBC News. This is clip 9.
When I first started at CDC about 2 months ago, I made a promise to you. I would tell you the truth, even if it was not the news we wanted to hear. Now is one of those times when I have to share the truth and I have to hope and trust you will listen. I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope, but right now I'm scared.
Okay, impending doom is strong talk, but I've got to tell you, I think that what she's saying is effective. What she is saying is, and by the way, the President of the United States actually echoed her sentiments just a few hours after she spoke on TV this way. President Joe Biden said he shares the sentiment that Walensky expressed. And what she's saying to the American people is, we're just almost there, but not quite yet. This is word for word. And so I'm asking you to just hold on a little longer. What she's saying is that the precautions that people have taken, mask wearing, social distancing, hand washing, avoiding super spreader events, that just because there are increasing numbers of Americans who are getting vaccines, you can't abandon those precautions. She said, we are just almost there, but not quite yet. The rising cases have gotten up to about 70,000 per day, new cases. That has given her cause for concern. COVID tracking from the New York Times shows that over the last 2 weeks, cases have risen by 15% to a rolling average of approximately 63,000, while hospitalizations and deaths have fallen by 6 and 29%, respectively. Look, when deaths are down so dramatically, that's very good news. But in terms of getting control of the virus and getting back to normal, there is work to be done. There's also some encouraging news about maybe moving in the right direction with a new poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation. And it says that the number of Americans who have already been vaccinated or definitely plan to be vaccinated has gone way up. It's now 61%. Though, according to Axios, the enthusiasm still varies significantly by demographic group, according to this most recent poll. The 61% have either been vaccinated or intend to be vaccinated as soon as they can. And only 17% now say they're taking a wait-and-see approach to the vaccine. And that's because even if you haven't been vaccinated yourself, you must know people who've been vaccinated. And the reaction, the symptoms of the vaccine are very mild in most cases. Sometimes you feel a sore arm for a day. My own vaccination for both of my vaccinations, and yes, I was vaccinated with Pfizer, which is supposed to have the less side effects, but I had no side effects. I had more of a side effects from a shingles vaccination. But only 17% now are taking a wait-and-see approach to the vaccine. That's down from 39% at the end of last year. The share of Americans who say they definitely won't take the vaccine has remained the same since December. And most recently, that share of people say, nope, definitely won't get vaccinated. It's 13%. However, here's the bad news. Republicans, white evangelical Christians, and rural residents remain most likely to say they won't get the vaccine. While older Americans, Democrats and college graduates are most enthusiastic. Among older Americans, it's close to 70% either have gotten the vaccine or want to get it. What's surprising to me is that older Americans are disproportionately Republican. Republican votes and voters tend to be somewhat older than people who are voting on the Democratic side. People who are younger are overwhelmingly Democratic. So some of this is a little bit surprising. Speaking about a little bit surprising, there's a piece about what really is an unholy alliance, which is some of the extreme right crazy people who are responsible for the riot on Capitol Hill in the Capitol building on January 6th, Proud Boys, Boogaloo Boys, and others are now linking up with anti-vaccine groups. The piece by Neil McFarquhar in the New York Times says that if the so-called Stop the Steal movement appeared to be chasing a lost cause once President Biden was inaugurated, its supporters among extremist organizations are now adopting a new agenda from the anti-vaccination campaign to try to undermine the government. Bashing of the safety and efficacy of the vaccines is occurring in chat rooms frequented by all manner of right-wing groups, including the Proud Boys, the Boogaloo Movement, a loose affiliation known for wanting to instigate a second civil war, and various paramilitary organizations. These groups tend to portray vaccines as a symbol of excessive government control. Quote, if less people get vaccinated, then the system will have to use more aggressive force on the rest of us to make us get the shot, read a recent post on the Telegram social media platform. In a channel linked to members of the Proud Boys charged in storming the Capitol. Here's the question. Why does anybody think that fewer people getting vaccinated would be helpful? And what they're talking about here is then the government would have to use more force to get us vaccinated if fewer people get vaccinated now. And why is that good? Because it brings us closer to a civil war? Look, all I have to say is President Trump himself has been very clear. He said, I would recommend people get vaccinated. And I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it. And a lot of these people voted for me, frankly. He said that on Fox News. Listen to President Trump on this one. We'll be right back. Why wouldn't you want to get vaccinated? 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, and invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/Medved for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/Medved.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Michael Medved Show, you know how people on the left always want to point out various statistics, particularly regarding health or health care or anything regarding physical well-being, and point out that the Western European countries like France and Germany are so much better off than the United States. It is so much better. Here are there's a very, very big difference when it comes to getting these vaccines into people's arms. A combination of what the Trump administration did with Operation Warp Speed and what the Biden administration has continued with getting vaccines into people's arms has led to the fact that we have 22% of our population. We've administered 143 million doses. And Europe hasn't done anywhere near as well. Combining Germany, Italy, and France, none of those countries. France is doing the best of those countries. It has 8% of the population instead of 22% that we have here that's been vaccinated. They have 31 million doses that they've administered so far compared to our 143 million. Okay, we're doing well with this. And is there anybody who doesn't think that's good news for America? Let me go to Mark in Seattle. Mark, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good to hear. Hey, so
yeah.
I got my vaccine, but I can see why some people want it. What I would just say, you know, a lot of people are in great shape, and they're working from home, so they're not at high risk of catching COVID. And secondly, given that, they may just think there's not enough data. We don't know the long-term side effects. There's a lot of cutting of the red tape that was, you know, meant to be there because there could be risk. We don't know.
We actually do. They just released a series of studies over the weekend. And actually, they released them yesterday. I guess they're studies that were completed over the weekend of the people who have gotten vaccines. And they're even more effective than the producers claimed. And the level of side effects or deaths or any negative responses to the vaccines has been incredibly low. And this is, again, one of those things, I don't understand why it's a conservative thing to believe some of the crazy conspiracy theories that are out there. You don't think that Bill Gates is trying to use the vaccines to implant some kind of chip into people's bloodstream, do you?
Indeed, I do not. But the thing is there haven't been any longitudinal studies, right? Like, we haven't had enough time for those kinds of studies to come out. Those are the kinds of studies that come out.
Well, they had a lot of studies, and they were, of course, peer-reviewed studies, and there were studies with control groups that they did. At the time that they were testing these vaccines that they had been working on, and now that enough of them have been administered since the end of last year, that they have a pretty good record. And again, this doesn't mean, and people would advise you, it's still a good idea, even if you have been vaccinated, to take the kinds of precautions you would anyway, like masking and like social distancing where possible, and avoiding obvious spreader events. And certainly, I've also been vaccinated, and I try to do that. But what troubles me is just people putting this forward as some kind of a political loyalty test. Mark, I hope the vaccines gave you no side effects and keep you well and completely protected. And I appreciate your call. This story about the reluctance of some people on the very, very extreme and crazy right to get vaccinated, it's actually very sad. And the fact that evangelical Christians would buy into some of this and would have about at least 1 in 4, according to this poll, who say they're not going to get vaccinated, why? We're not talking here about the Johnson & Johnson vaccination. I know that there had been some concern that the Johnson & Johnson vaccination had been based upon some of the the stem cell lines from aborted babies long ago. And to the extent to which that is true, I don't know, but there have been some legitimate Catholic concerns have been raised about that. But we're not talking about Johnson & Johnson vaccines that are widely administered in the United States. It's almost entirely Moderna and Pfizer, which do not have those stem cells attached to them. Among those who has been campaigning against vaccines is David Icke, who we've covered on the show before when we used to do Conspiracy Day. The way he's described in the Times is a British serial conspiracy theorist who posted a video called Murder by Vaccine, saying that the COVID-19 vaccines transform the nature of the human body. The claims that the vaccines change human DNA are completely false, by the way. Mr. Icke was previously best known for pushing the idea that the world was controlled by shape-shifting alien lizards, including Queen Elizabeth, really, who inhabited a global network of underground tunnels. And yes, he's made a lot of money on this and gotten some great popularity. The vaccines in some of these anti-vax websites are sometimes referred to as a potion, sometimes as a bioweapon. And there are claims that vaccinated people are shedding mutant viruses. A new report by the Network Contagion Research Institute at Rutgers University noted, however, that although the deplatforming of extremist groups made their campaigns harder to follow, the alliance between the anti-vaxxers and some of these right-wing extremist groups, including QAnon, by the way, has the potential to meld disparate factions into a large anti-government movement united around public health issues. It increases the opportunity for a big tent enemy, said Joel Finkelstein, who's a fellow at Rutgers who runs the institute. If you are feeling dispossessed like all these extreme groups are, boy, do I have a tent for you. Look, that's not a safe tent to be in. But I'll tell you what is a great tent to be in is the tent where they're offering for sale today one of the most important books of this year or any year. It's coming out today, and we're speaking to the author, Dr. Stephen Meyer. The return, not just of Stephen Meyer, but the return of the God Hypothesis is the name of his book. We will be right back with Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute, coming right up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization is burying its dismissal of a lab leak theory at the very end of its 123-page COVID-19 origins report. The draft report also not acknowledging that the Wuhan Institute of Virology deleted a database containing information on 16,000 virus samples it had studied prior to the pandemic. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of this report.
The report is a joke. I mean, these so-called investigators do not have access to scientists. They did not have access to evidence. They basically went to Wuhan and were put in a conference room and given some coffee and donuts and a few PowerPoint slides. Chinese communists told them nothing to see here, so they walked away and said, nope, there's nothing to see here.
Jurors who will decide whether former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is guilty of killing George Floyd are hearing more testimony in day two of the trial. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I have so much enjoyed my conversations with Steve Meyer about his new book, which is actually released today, this morning, and already it's an Amazon bestseller, for real. And the book is called The Return of the God Hypothesis. And it's about three discoveries, scientific discoveries, that actually make it possible to reveal the mind behind the universe. And it's remarkable. It's been endorsed by Nobel Prize winners like Brian Josephson, who's a physicist at Cambridge University, who says he is now convinced after reading this book that intelligent design is a valid science. And there are literally scores and scores of other scientists who support the return of the God hypothesis, the book. If not every aspect of the idea, but before we begin our conversation, just a word. I've been mentioning this special offer for Medved listeners. If you pre-order the book, today's your last day. If you order today, you can still get this pre-order deal. Go to discovery.org/Medved, or you get a pre-publication excerpt you can use separately. You get early access to a digital booklet, What is Intelligent Design? It's a 27-page digital booklet, and a video course, an 80% discount on a video course, online course on intelligent design, and a private Zoom question and answer is also available. It's all available if you order the book today, but today, March 30th, is the last day. Steve, congratulations on already zooming up to a bestseller status.
Well, thank you, Michael, and thanks for your help in getting the word out about the book. I've really appreciated the conversations with you as well.
Well, and what's fascinating to me, and I think people are going to be knocked over by this, is most people believe that religion and science have always been at variance. But what's fascinating to me is you make the case that all of these great advances in Western science were actually motivated by religion, this desire to find order in the universe, which is what religion is. It's really about the way things are put together, the laws of nature and of nature's God, as they describe in the Declaration of Independence. So, talk about why it was that religion played such an important role in actually the development of Western science.
Well, we all know the story of the ancient Greeks as the great intellectual heroes of the Western tradition, and indeed they were for many, many reasons. But the Greek approach to science was impeded by some of the assumptions they had about the nature of nature, if you will. The Greeks assumed that the physical world was orderly, but that it was endowed with a kind of inherent or intrinsic logic. They called it the logos. And for that reason, they thought that whatever seemed most reasonable to them was what most certainly must be present in nature itself. So they assumed, for example, the most logical way to do a planetary orbit would be to put the planet in a circle, because that was the perfect form of motion. What could be more logical? During the Catholic late Middle Ages and the period of the Reformation, both branches of Christianity were rediscovering the Hebrew Bible and the concept of creation. And historians of science have been very explicit about this and drawing out these intellectual connections. And the concept of the laws of nature was actually, as one historian of science put it, a juridical metaphor of theological origins. Some of it came from the book of Job. There was a Hebrew word transliterated C-H-O-K, meaning boundary. And it was the idea that there was a boundary on the chaos and the disorder of the physical world, that there was an orderliness to the world that could be understood, but that was also dependent on the will of God as creator. Just as there's lots of different tools we can use to accomplish the same job, there were lots of different types of order that God could have put into the world. And so the early founders of modern science emphasized the need to go and look. They couldn't just do armchair philosophizing as the Greeks had done. As Robert Boyle put it, it's not the job of the natural philosopher, i.e. the scientist, to ask what God must have done, but instead to go and look and see what he did do. And so this rediscovery of the doctrine of creation from the biblical text during this period of European history led directly to an empirical approach to science that in turn gave us what we call the scientific revolution.
Okay, one of the things that you mentioned in the book is the great work of Dr. Viktor Frankl, who was a great psychologist. He pioneered what was called logotherapy. His most famous book, which touched upon his own experience at surviving Auschwitz, was called Man's Search for Meaning.
For meaning, right.
So if man is searching for meaning, that means man needs it. Why do we need meaning?
Well, it seems to be built into the deep fabric of our psychology. We're self-reflective, self-conscious beings who are aware of our own existence and aware also of even our own impending demise or death. And we seem to be the only animals on Earth that are constructed in that way. We have a crisis of meaning right now among young people, record epidemic levels of suicide, including among very affluent young people. It doesn't seem to be an absence of material well-being that's driving this, but rather a loss of a sense that one's own life has some ultimate significance. And I think the what's called sometimes called the scientific atheism has contributed to this. One great physicist has said, "The more the universe seems comprehensible, the more it seems pointless." And I really, part of the reason for writing this book was to challenge that view. I think there are all kinds of indicators and signs of a purposive intelligence behind the universe. Nothing can mean anything to a rock or to an atom or to a planet, but meaning instead is conferred by persons. Things mean things to people, and meaning is conferred by persons and in relationship between persons. And I think people sense if there's no personal source to our universe, and at the end of what the physicists call the heat death of the universe, there's no chance of any of us surviving, then there really is no possibility of an ultimate meaning to human existence. And I think this is deeply troubling to a lot of people as they reflect on the human condition. And so for me, the scientific rediscovery of God, if you will, is tremendously good news, because it suggests that there is a personal source, a purposive intelligence behind the universe, and therefore the possibility of finding such meaning is revived.
You do talk about a personal God, and one of the aspects of personhood is characteristics. Before we go to the break, what's one of the characteristics for which there is scientific evidence for God?
I think certainly intelligence or mindfulness or conscious awareness. When we look at the finely tuned character of the physical laws that are necessary to produce a life-friendly universe, or when we look at the digital code or the complex information processing systems that we find in living systems, these look to be the work of, in the biological case, a master programmer. And this suggests mind. It suggests intelligence, which is an attribute that persons possess, not immaterial objects.
We will be right back with Steve. His book is published today, The Return of the God Hypothesis, Three Scientific Discoveries That Reveal the Mind, that word, behind the universe. We'll be right back.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Michael Medved Show, always a pleasure to speak to Dr. Stephen Meyer, who is the president of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute here in Seattle. His new bestseller, and it now is officially a bestseller, it's released today and boom, zoomed right up the list. His new bestseller is called Return of the God Hypothesis, 3 Scientific Discoveries that reveal the mind behind the universe. And Steve, I know that you tell the story in the book, and it's an unforgettable story, of a young woman, a camera operator, who you met, and you were presenting some of the ideas behind the Return of the God Hypothesis. Why was that encounter so memorable? Who was she?
A young woman whose name was Alicia. She was operating the camera as I was being interviewed by a colleague in your industry, another talk show host, about the evidence for the existence of designing intelligence behind the universe. She had been a biology major and had found that and was very talented, was touted for by her professors as one of the top students, was being encouraged to go on to grad school, but she decided not to. She had heard so many, she wrote us a letter afterwards. She began to, we noticed midway through the interview that she was visibly weeping, and she later wrote us a letter by way of explanation, almost apologetically, saying that, you know, that she had, in university, she had gotten the lecture so many times about how the scientific evidence showed there was no way that someone could believe in something as fanciful as the concept of God. And if the students were to be genuine scientists, they should abandon such concepts. She didn't entirely lose her faith in God, but she lived for several years with a very profound cognitive dissonance. And when she heard us talking about the evidence for the beginning of the universe and the fine-tuning of the universe, the informational properties at the foundation of life and the puzzle that had presented for origin of life researchers and so on, she said she suddenly realized that there was a way to put the two together, that she could be a scientist and also believe in God. And she didn't realize how much it had been troubling her that she had been living with this kind of split personality.
Do you think that experience is entirely unique to this particular individual, or is it more?
Well, absolutely not. We've done polling on this, and other polling groups have done extensive polling on this. This week, we're in the religious holidays for both Jews and Christians, in which where Jews and Christians are celebrating a God who acts in history, but many young people, including young people who come from religious homes, doubt the very existence of God at all. And as the pollsters have probed as to why, they have found that that science, or the spokespeople for science, have played an outsized influence in producing this disaffection with religion. One poll shows that 2/3 of young atheists agree that the findings of science make the existence of God less likely. And that, of course, echoes many of the things that young people have heard from new atheist writers like Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris and the like. Dawkins says that the universe has exactly the properties we should expect to find if at bottom there's no purpose, no design, nothing but blind, pitiless indifference. I love that quote, and I use it in the book as a framing device because it puts at issue the key issue. Does the universe look as we should expect if nothing but blind, pitiless indifference, in other words, materialism or atheism, is true? Or does it look as we should expect if something like theism is true? And I argue that the three big discoveries, that the universe had a beginning, that it's been finely tuned from the beginning, and that there have been big bursts of new digital information and living systems since the beginning, are precisely what we should not expect if there was only materialistic processes at work, but it's exactly what we should expect if a designing mind had played a role in the origin of the universe and life.
You know that some of the deepest questions about God that people always ask is God good? Does God love us, or does he want to punish us? Can science provide any insight into questions of that nature?
I don't think science can provide ultimate insight into those questions, and that's why I think theologians in both the Jewish and the Christian tradition have long made a distinction between the general revelation of God's attributes through nature and the special revelation that comes from the scriptural narratives and the writings of Holy Scripture. But I think science does give us some clues. We certainly live in a universe where the design is intricate and far beyond anything that we have ourselves achieved. This was pointed out to me one time by a Microsoft engineer who was doing some programming for us. He was writing code to simulate the gene expression system, how the DNA directs the construction of proteins in the cells. And he came into my office and he said, somebody must have figured this out before us. He said, this is just phenomenal. And he threw a book down on my desk called Design Patterns, which is a standard manual for software designers. And he said, all of these sophisticated methods of storing and transmitting digital information were already built into L at the very beginning of life, and they far exceed our own they're reminiscent of technologies that we're just coming to, but they're far beyond. In addition to the brilliance of design that we see, we also see a gratuitous beauty in nature, particularly in biological systems. I always observe this when I'm snorkeling and see tropical fish with beautiful painting, but they look like paintings on the fish or the butterflies, or there's a whole lot of beauty, and it has nothing to do with Darwinian survival, but seems to be gratuitous from that standpoint, and seems to attest to a sensitivity in the mind of the designer and a love of beauty. So I think we can tell some things about the designer's attributes, but I think there's a limit to what we can derive about those questions from nature.
And finally, you refer in the book to a famous poem by W. H. Auden, which I believe he originally subtitled, it was Age of Anxiety is the title. The subtitle was An Eclogue at a Fifth Avenue Bar. And it's supposed to be after World War II, a defining work about why people are so anxious and unsure and insecure and nervous. In the late 20th century, it was. Is there something about your book that can address some of that anxiety?
Well, anxiety, I know a psychologist at the University of at UCLA who works on anxiety, Jeffrey Schwartz, and he characterizes it as kind of the characteristic disease of our age. And my own experience as a teenager was I experienced a lot of anxiety, and but it was a metaphysical anxiety. I had questions that I couldn't answer, some of them about this whole what's going to matter in 100 years was a recurring question that I had. And it wasn't until I found religious faith that I realized that my questions were actually philosophical in nature, and that the reality of God helped to answer them. And I think there is a lot of anxiety, and especially in young people, that is at root an unfulfilled quest for meaning or satisfactory answers to their deep questions about the purpose of their own existence. And so I think in this book, in showing that there is scientific support for the reality of God, in an era when we've been told that science in particular has denied the reality of God, I think can be very helpful in opening people's minds to God's reality and to the benefits of knowing not just about God, but knowing God in perhaps a more personal way. And I think that does help to address some of this kind of metaphysical anxiety or angst, which is so characteristic of our age.
And having read the book, I think that is profoundly true about the new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis by Steve Meyer. You have one more day, or the rest of a day, to the remains of the day to cite another book. You have an opportunity to benefit from a special offer for MedVed listeners. Go to discovery.org/MedVed, and you can benefit from all kinds of things, including an opportunity for a personal question and answer interchange with Dr. Meyer. You can an online course about intelligent design and its nature. Go again to discovery.org/MedVed. And Steve, profound congratulations and gratitude to you for writing and delivering to the world today, and happy birthday to the Big Bang release of Return of the God Hypothesis, a real event in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.